We should create a new segment this year. What do we call it? From the Dome?
Well, what about Road Games?
We won't have the segment.
Oh, so it's just the in-game experience?
Mm-hmm.
But that kind of, I guess, I mean, that does kind of, yeah, oh, yeah, okay. I mean, what we could do is talk about...
We don't
about,
always do every segment every week. It's just...
Well, I was going to say, we would have to lead off with that every week to talk about our game experience, which would then lead into the game recap. Like, for
okay.
all... for all.
Okay, so even... All right, no, even in an away game, we could talk about what we did for the game. So it would be...
Okay.
Well, how about from the segment called... The segment called... What?
From the Home or Dome?
From the Home...
Uh-huh.
I love it. I love it. From the Home / Dome. There you go.
From the Home or Dome.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Welcome. You've got mail.
No.
All right, Mr. Burns. Uh-oh. All right, Mr. Burns.
Stop it. Gonna get
stop
me.
Stop it.
Gonna get
stop
me.
Stop all right. That does it.
I got a bad feeling about this.
What's up, Hoodat Nation, and thanks for joining us on the Dome Patrol Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff. My drunk scale rating right now, I'm going to go with a 4.
Oh.
Could be a 5, I don't know. Just, you know, had some beers watching the game. But once again, Buffalo Wild Wings. Got some draft beer, and I've been drinking some bottles since I got home. After halftime, game's... Is it over now? I don't even know.
I think it is over.
Okay. But with a half of the preseason behind us, the Saints and their fans seem to be ready for real football. But not before a few kinks are worked out. Judging from the Titans preseason game, the defense might have a few wrinkles, but nothing earth-shattering. The offense could definitely use a little breeze action. And then special teams, well, we'll talk about that later. But first, put your seatbelts on, keep your hands and legs inside your earbuds at all times, and enjoy the show. Jason, welcome to the show. What's your number?
Good to be here. I'm on the road this week.
Hey, where are you?
Right near the beach.
Boy.
So I was able to watch the game.
Pocket Crane Beach?
I'm not 70.
And the 1970s.
Right, right. I'll go with the 4 as well. I had a couple of drinks at dinner. I had a situation here. I kind of panicked as it was getting to game time. I wasn't sure if the game was going to be on here because I had heard some conflicting reports and pulling from Mobile. So we did have a dinner planned here. I had steaks in the fridge and we were just going to cook here and do steaks and wine. And then I panicked, not thinking we were going to get the game. So I'm like, well, shit, let's find a place that's going to have the game. So we went to a place and they did have the game. They just, oh, well, we'll just turn it on NBC. Game's on. So stayed there for a quarter and then got home and watched the rest of the game here at the condo. So
there you go.
Just a 4 for now, kind of mixing up. I've been drinking a lot of vodka this week, so kind of got a little sick of it. Luckily, there was some Captain in the cabinet here and I had a Diet Coke, so doing a little mixing. And then there'll probably be some beers later on tonight, but that's neither here nor there.
Damon, welcome to the show. Dost thou havest a number?
No, I do not have a number.
What kind of warped human being would find that funny?
And he even went to the game.
Well, I mean,
you didn't want to get one of those $9 or $10 beers?
No,
where
I can't.
Are they now?
I don't know. I don't know. I got a water. Hold on.
So did you seriously just quit drinking alcohol? Should we just period?
Right, the beers were $9. It's not that I quit drinking. It's just that I don't have an opportunity to drink. You know, I'm not going to sit here and drink by myself.
Mm. Well, okay.
Look, when I sit Look, when I sit down and drink, when I drink, I drink. I'm a professional. Okay, I mean, when I drink, you know, which means that I go all out.
See, now I look at it differently. I think a professional is you have your drink and you don't have to go all out.
That's an amateur.
No, that's called an experienced don't get blackout drunk. Probably not a good idea.
Okay, so let's begin with our first segment. Now, here's something new we're going to do for our longtime listeners. This is a new segment, but we recognize it's something that we end up talking about anyway. So this season, it's going to be a new segment. And for the home games, it's going to be called From the Dome. For the away games, it's going to be called From the Home. And it's where you talk about what you did for the game. So before we go into game recap, let's do a little From the Dome.
Hold on. By the way, since this is the first time that we've done this segment, there will not be a theme song this week. But when the second time that we do it,
oh,
we have,
God,
to have a theme song for it.
We don't need more theme songs, okay? We don't need more theme songs. If we do use them, make them cute and quick so people can hear what they played the podcast to hear.
Yeah, music. I thought there was a music podcast.
Our stupid fucking opinions. Anyway, I just want to throw that out there before we start adding more fucking songs.
Damon?
I guess since I'm the only one who went to the Dome.
That's right. You're the From the Dome segment.
Look, nothing really changed.
All right, thanks.
From last
now we're
year,
moving on.
The Dome is still round and gold.
Yes, still round and gold. But it's funny y'all should mention this because I mentioned something as we left. But the only thing they changed, Jason, you would know this because you attend the games. The scoreboard inside the Dome is new this year. They have one on each corner.
Okay.
You know, where they have the score. Jason?
Yeah.
You know, it's new for the year, or at least the graphics are new. And I think it's a new video board for it.
Okay.
And the just the graphics are new right there. It keeps the time possession.
But they didn't make our Jumbotron screens any bigger, did they? It's still the same
screen
surrounded by the Bud Light and the whatever else, Allstate.
And Coca-Cola on one side.
Coca-Cola, whatever.
Really bad resolution.
The one thing they really need to make bigger, they didn't yet.
Right. Well, but you know, I don't know making that bigger will do any. All they can do from that same spot where it is now, let's say they take up the two advertising spaces.
Right.
But it wouldn't double the size. That would just it would make it widescreen.
It would make, okay, that's fine. It would make it widescreen HD. That's probably better than the bullshit tiny screen we have now.
I thought in the Black and Blue report like a year and a half ago, they said they were going to be getting new screens for the arena and that they might.
Yeah, he said arena.
The Dome. But no. I thought they said they were going to might entertain buying it for the Dome and having it in the center of the Dome, a la the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, hold on. First of all, they would put it in the center of the Dome, a la the gondola that was there since 1975.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure y'all all remember the old gondola that used to have.
Yeah, the giant box hanging from the ceiling.
Right. And who was the head of SMG that runs the Dome?
Thornton.
Yeah, Doug Thornton.
Yeah.
And Jeff, you're correct. He did mention something about a year ago, maybe a year and a half last offseason. And his thought was he would like to do something with the gondola, too. I'm sure that was in the Super Bowl proposal.
Since we didn't get it, he's like, fuck that.
Yeah, well, right. Well, that's a state thing, you know. You never know.
Yeah,
but anyway.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think the Jumbotrons that Jason's talking about, they haven't changed since 1987.
No, but no. I mean, they've changed since 2006, so that's not true.
But the video screen is the same size. The size didn't change. Maybe they updated the screen, but the size did not change.
Right. And look, maybe Doug and I talked about this tonight, sitting in our seats. Maybe I just happen to have a good view of both of them. I don't. You know, where we...
Yeah,
where
but you don't realize. If they replaced that with a better resolution, you would say, like, wow, I can't believe how awesome that is and how shitty it was before. The only reason why you're saying it's not that big a deal is you don't realize what it could be.
And that's the only thing. Like, I notice it when I've gone to the road games and I've seen the other stadiums with the bigger screens. Like, it does make a difference. Now, I always watch the game on the field, but when I need to go watch a replay, I'd rather not have to squint to see, okay, I see what happened.
Well, you can't tell. Like, you know, Damon, I think there was one play where you asked us, like, was that a touchdown when Tennessee scored their first touchdown? Yeah, you couldn't tell by looking up at the Jumbotron because it's like 1980s resolution because it's using stadium light bulbs to fill the screen or something that.
Well, no, in the dome, they weren't slowing it down. They were playing it.
No, I know, but the point I'm making is yeah. Even if
ours has to be in the bottom five of the league.
Right.
Well, as far as size, I think it's the smallest.
Well, okay, then that's all you got. That's all you need to know.
The Saints are not.
We got the smallest TV screen. That's all you need to know.
Do you really want the Saints to have the smallest size anything in the league?
Well, we do have one of the smaller quarterbacks, right?
This is true.
We have the Breeze of Jumbotrons.
But the one thing that is not the smallest in the league is our trophy case. That belongs to Atlanta. Oh, wait, they don't have one. So, let's move on to our next segment. Oh, wait, no, wait. So, other than that, Damon, what else was it like to be back in the dome while we talked about the jumbo?
Yeah, hold on. Right. No, I mean, look.
You finally step back inside. You're like, yeah.
Man, exactly. It was nice. You know, we were even debating going to the game, but, of course, you know, we want to just get in there, get in the dome. It was so nice to finally be back. Last week, watching that Rams game and looking around, there was nobody in the Edward R. Jones Dome or whatever the name of that sumbitch is now. This was almost like a full, you know, regular season game. I mean, the dome was full. Maybe not when the game kicked off. There was still a lot of people coming in. That's during a regular season, so right, preseason is worse. So I would say after our touchdown, maybe, you know, by our second possession, you know, yeah, it was 80% filled, I'd say, at least. You know, there was a lot of people in the dome tonight. Even tried to get a real loud a couple of times, you know, but it was just so nice to be back. And when Doug and I were leaving, we were walking out, anybody who hasn't been to the dome in a while, you know, all the changes they made since, after the Super Bowl year when we got Champion Square and the new skin around the dome and the naming rights. And we were just talking about, man, you know, we forgot what it used to be going to the dome when you had to walk through
the New Orleans Center.
New Orleans Center, and yeah, it was the Superdome and the surrounding area is so nice with Champion Square, with the lighting and everything. The dome is really so. We got to be thankful for what we have, and we don't need to spend, you know, build a new stadium somewhere.
$1 billion, right?
Right. Not that the state and you know didn't spend a lot of money upgrading the dome since Katrina.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, a lot of money spent, but it's far cry. I mean, look, all these new stadiums are $1 billion for a new stadium, and yeah, they're nice, and it'd be nice, but yeah, I love the fact that we have a dome in September and October when it's fucking 50 degrees outside.
Fuck that! I love we have a dome in November, December when it's 40 degrees outside and snowing and raining.
Wait, really? Okay, I just want it for the record. Damon just said snowing.
I didn't. Okay. It snows here.
Right, every 15 years.
Oh God, come on!
Right, in January and February.
Every 10 years.
And December.
Some people are really fucking stupid. Did you ever notice that? How many really stupid people you run into during the day? God damn, there's a lot of stupid bastards walking around. And it doesn't take you very long to spot one of them, does it? Take you about 8 seconds. You'll be listening to some guy, you see.
It snows here.
This guy is fucking stupid! Then there are some people, they're not stupid, they're full of shit. That doesn't take very long to spot either, does it? Take you about the same amount of time. You'll be listening to some guy and say, well, he's fairly intelligent.
And December.
He's full of shit.
Boom, boom, boom. Put a roof over the head, turn the air conditioning on to 72. Mm-hmm. And let's enjoy ourselves.
A perfect easy play on the field with no wind, I'll take it. Especially when we get home field.
No doubt. Well, that was from the dome.
All right. Good. Ready? Let's move on. Game recap. All right. Our leadoff story is going to be on a good note. I'd like to talk about Welcome Back, Joe Morgan.
Solid game.
How about Mr. Morgan coming back? What do you have, a 50, was it 52-yarder?
He had a 50-something yarder, and then he had a 40, yeah. He had like three catches, 100-something yards, is that it?
Yeah. I don't know about his total, but I know the two big ones were 52 and 44.
Yeah.
I know he had a shorter catch later on, and like, dude, that ruined your average. You should have just dropped that.
Yeah, 52, 44, his total was 108. So let's see, 108 minus 52 minus 44. The other one was 12 yards, yeah. I mean, but it was a first down.
It was good to see him blow by a defender. Like that's what he is.
How lame, Joe Morgan with a 12-yard catch.
Right.
Those belong to Colston.
Right. What are you doing? Change your number. You got the wrong number on.
Well, look, I tell you that after the first catch, the 52-yarder, you know, I'm sitting in the dome talking to my buddy. We're high-fiving, and we said, you know, Morgan just made the team. Don't even question. I knew, you know, some people were questioning whether they're going to make the team or the injured. And
not this guy.
I was so happy because this just shows me that, you know, I think I'm right about he's a guy that stretches that defense. He's a guy that keeps those cornerback and safeties honest. That does so much for the underneath stuff. That is, Colston's been, you know, Colston and Stills.
And now Cook.
And Jimmy. And what Doug and I were saying, you know, what I believe, Joe Morgan, like I said, he's a deep ball guy. He's going to catch more deep balls than Cooks. Cooks are going to catch a lot of those 8 to 7 to 10 yard passes and make them 17, 18, 25, 30 yard passes. That's what I think.
But he is, and just like Stills did a couple times last year, there's going to be a few plays where Cooks gets behind a defender. And even tonight, the play that he got behind the defender tonight and Griffin just slightly overthrew him. Well, now, looking at the replay, it seemed like Cooks could have maybe got that, the catch. But, I mean, he blew past his guy, and he was open. I mean, an accurate, like a throw right on his hands, you know, right, or his chest would have been a touchdown.
But Joe Morgan, that first ball, Joe Morgan went and got that ball. Joe Morgan went and got, in my opinion, that ball looked a little overthrown too, and it looked like Morgan put on, he made a spectacular catch. Yeah. And that's what Joe Morgan does. That's why we know him, because every catch he makes, he's catching it and doing backflips and being, you know,
and they go wooten, like woot down like that. They go geark, gark, and they scare my horsey.
Hey, it adds the extra 5 or 6 yards to his yardage total, you know. Dude, he's got to keep the average.
And this goes back to, remember last year when we were talking, when he got hurt, and we were talking about this, that, and the other, Kenny Stills, and I want to say it was Adam, though, who was always adamant about, you know, as excited as you get about Stills and about all these other guys, don't forget Joe Morgan. Like, it's going to be easy to forget him because he didn't play at all last year. And even going into this offseason and this camp, everybody was still kind of like, I don't know about Joe Morgan. I don't know. Dude, never lose faith. You look at where Joe Morgan left off. He has picked up right where he left off. The guy, we were, so, think about how pumped we were about Joe Morgan coming into last year before he got hurt.
I'm pumped about Joe Morgan this year.
That's what I'm, and that's the point I'm making. Like, everybody forgot about it until tonight.
I don't think everybody forgot about it, but man,
when we did the what receivers are going to make the team, none of y'all wanted to say Joe Morgan was on that.
I don't think that's what we said, but he's coming off a torn ACL and MCL. He's coming off a major injury. That's a big deal.
You wouldn't know it.
You did during training camp. That's all everybody said. Oh, he doesn't look right. He looks kind of gimpy. He's not practicing. You know, he even missed a couple practices. It's like you didn't know. But it was good to see him play like this tonight. It's a good sign that he played like that tonight. Huge sign.
Oh, yeah.
Because there were tremendous questions.
Our offense needs a Joe. It needs Joe Morgan to work.
Yeah.
But yes. I think we But I think we could have put Cooks in. I mean, it helps it for sure. I don't think we need it to work, but it definitely helps.
That's what I was trying to say. With Joe Morgan, we have that 2009-2011 offense where, again, you just keep the defense and the safeties honest. You know, you
I might buy a Joe Morgan jersey.
Hold on, slow down. Get your Junior Gallet jersey. Did I say that right? Get your Junior Gallet jersey first, and then we'll talk about it.
Pause for a second. Do you really want a Gallet jersey?
Well, and that's the only problem.
I think you fucked up and waited too long. Because he's here. I hope he's here next year. But I see that monster having a fucking 15 sack season, and we can't afford it.
Yeah, he's probably gone.
I think that's my hesitation in getting one.
Yeah, I think you fucked up, and I mean I wasn't gonna type that during the game. I think you fucked up. I'd go with the Vaccaro jersey before I go with the Gallet.
Or a Cam Jordan jersey.
Or Cam Jordan jersey, because right, he's someone that
we're definitely gonna re-sign. Like, if we have the choice between Gallet and Jordan, we're gonna keep Jordan.
Right, and
or a Cooks jersey.
Hold on, slow your roll.
Oh, what? You know, you're the only one allowed to have a Cooks jersey?
So far.
You know, but I think you've done waited too long to buy.
Right. I mean, right. If he'd have got this jersey 3 years ago, it'd have been smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Right. You'd have got it when you said you were.
Right. You'd have got 4 years out of it, and that's $25 a year. But now you're gonna spend $100 on a jersey that's good for a year.
Yeah.
You're not gonna, you know, because I don't. Man, he was amazing tonight.
You probably shouldn't, but you do need to buy a jersey. Because what jerseys do you have right now?
I got a Breeze, Colston.
Oh, she's still a Breeze. Okay, I still have Breeze and Colston.
Like those are I have the Breeze and Colston, like the good ones that we got from like the guy, whatever.
The good fake ones.
Yeah, the good fake ones, and then I got the standard. Used to be Reggie Bush, but is now Raphael Bush.
Yeah, that's fine. Hey, you can still wear it technically.
I wore it tonight again.
Of course, Cowboy fans don't know any better.
But yeah, the main two I got is Breeze and Colston.
Well, same thing with me. That's what I still have.
And I still have Bobby, Morton, and Ricky.
We'll see when we go there. I'm not guaranteed to buy the Gillette, but we'll see when I get there. Okay. Our next topic in game recap is the turnovers tonight. The defensive turnovers. What was it? Where did we end up at? Five?
Five.
Every time I had to update the agenda as I was typing the agenda as the game was going on, I'm like, three turnovers. Oh, no, four turnovers. Oh, wait.
Five. No, five glorious rings.
Hello?
Yeah, it was good to see. I know Jean-Baptiste's turnover he kind of looked into, but he still got it. So you still got to give him credit where credit's due. But
awareness.
Yeah, look, just Vaccaro forcing the two turnovers with the starters in the game in the first half. I mean, that was big time.
I just want to mention this because I heard it. I think I heard on WWL they were talking. I think Jim Henderson was talking about it, that he was talking to Jean-Baptiste, as we call him. But you know, Jean-Baptiste actually pronounces his name.
Jean-Baptiste.
That's what he calls himself. And he admits that he says that he's mispronouncing it.
I was going to say, he's wrong.
He says, I know I'm mispronouncing it. And coming to New Orleans, he made a comment that everybody, even more now, is calling him Jean-Baptiste. Obviously, I mean, we're not going to call you Jean-Baptiste because that's silly.
Right.
That's silly.
Just like we don't see New Orleans.
Right.
But we do say Orleans Parish.
That's different.
Yeah, it's because this is not New Orleans Parish. It would be Paris, if it was new. because the old one is Orleans, the new one is Orleans.
He's full of shit.
You know what? That's the best fucking explanation I've heard for that. Might be silly, but it's the best one. But anyway, but you mentioned Jean-Baptiste. I just wanted to throw that in there because I had heard him.
It's interesting that he calls himself Gene and admits that he's wrong.
Vaccaro forcing the two fumbles.
But
and he got a sack. Like, again, it makes me reconsider, like, man, I mean, as much as I want to get the Cooks jersey, my initial thought was a Vaccaro jersey because he's a fucking stud.
I'm so happy to see him back on the field healthy.
Yeah.
God, we missed him. With him and we said it, and I know I'm not trying to live in the past, but with him and Greer going down last year, that hurt our, you know, chances down the road. It really did.
Oh, yeah, big time. Vaccaro is a stud. He's an all pro type safety.
So talk about the defense as a whole.
I mean, we did give up some big plays. You know, with the 64 yarder to right where number 30 fell down. Is that Wade?
Yeah.
Defensive back Wade. Yeah, and he made a poor play earlier, and then he fell down and on that 64 yard catch. And
Well, let me give you a hint here. If Wade's in the game, we're pretty fucked anyway. You know, I mean, you never like to see it, but you know what I saw tonight, and again, I guess I don't mean to get to this early, but because I'm sure we'll talk about it, the defense looked sloppy. There were a lot of sloppy plays, you know, some stupid penalties, which I know some. You know.
We ended up probably having like 16, 17, or 18 penalties in the game.
We'll get to that.
Right. but it looked sloppy. Like you said, that was Wade who got beat on that and he fell. I don't like to see it, but again, I'm not expecting him out there. You know, if he's out there, then yeah, he's the weak link. That's going to happen in a regular season game also. You know, I don't expect to see him out there.
Well, I guess a question that people might have and answer this for him is there a cause to be concerned? This is the overreactionaries. Is there a cause to be concerned about the defense? You know, the secondary did not play as a unit, not necessarily starter. You know, but even the starters didn't look great tonight.
We did get a couple sacks. So we looked okay there, but we did seem to give up some chunks of yardage. Now, some of that was aided by penalties. Or should I say, a lot of that was maybe aided by penalties. But, it was sloppy, and we gave up a lot of points early to fucking Tennessee. And Jake Locker looked fantastic against us. It is preseason. They're not showing a lot. So you always have to factor that in. I mean, other than the turnovers, it wasn't necessarily encouraging, I guess maybe you could say. It just wasn't, you know, it didn't, it's not like we just dominated and we're like, oh yeah, shit, we're here, we're there. But, you know, there were some spots they need to clean up, and let's hope when the full starters are back and regular season and things are really on the line, you know, we can actually see how we're going to be and what's going to happen.
Right, and I agree with you. So, look, this is the second preseason game. It's difficult being in the stands, and I'm sure even on TV, to know who's in the game at all time, what position, you know. Or are they looking at somebody?
What grouping, personnel groupings they're running?
Right. So, you know, I'd be more worried if this happens next week in the first quarter when, you know, traditionally most of your starters have their most time on the field, the third game. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious to see what next week's first quarter in Indianapolis is going to look like. And, you know,
against a good, better team.
Definitely.
I wouldn't say better team, but against a good team.
No, better than offense. Titans, I'm talking
better about. Than right, yeah, better than Tennessee.
Yeah, not better than us.
And the other thing is, you know, you talk about the secondary looking bad. I mean, let's put things into perspective. Like, part of the reason the entire secondary looked bad was because of one guy, and that is Corey White.
Yeah. Hi, kids. It's time to use the hate train. I'm so much, but I think you suck.
I mean, look, last week I tried to give him, I really tried to like Corey White, and then look what he comes out and does for me. He lets up a touchdown, doesn't even look back for it. He then later goes up for an interception. Instead, it turns out to be a tip right into the guy's hand for a first down. I mean, just Corey White is just not good. That's
hey,
it.
Did,
I don't, you
did.
Know it. Yeah, Rob Ryan said he's an ascending player. Yeah, ascending from the ground. There's no – he couldn't go down. I am done with Corey White. I am fucking done with Corey White.
But you're not. You're going to bitch about him for every game.
No, I am
so you're not
done
with him.
No, I don't even want him on the team. I don't care if he's good. I don't want him on the team. He can go somewhere else and be good. I don't want him on the team.
Hey, he did make a good play after the...
Oh, a good play on top of six bad plays. he's still negative five.
Well, he's making the team, so you're going to have to get used to it. That's all I can tell you.
It's fucking ridiculous. I think you suck. I think you suck.
Just hope he gets better.
I'm sorry, Corey. If you're a listener, I'm sorry, man. You got to fucking step up and make me eat my words. I am challenging you. Fucking step up and have at least just – I just one game where you don't make a mistake. Just one game. Just, you know what? Not even that, because everybody makes a mistake.
Right, right. I'm sorry. That's hard for even the best.
Right. That's too – one game where you don't look like a fucking idiot. You don't look like and look, I'm not saying I could do a better job, but you're being paid to do this shit. All right, on the best team in the league. Act like you belong there.
He's trying to
quarterback who wants to complete a pass or get the first down, all they got to do is throw it in Corey White's direction. And I'm done.
I just hope he proves you wrong. That's all I can say.
I do too. I really, really do.
I mean, look, I've kind of had his back. I know you have some irrational hate, but
I don't think it's irrational anymore. Not at all. All right, moving on. Let's think about something positive. Well, last year we couldn't always do, and that's Mark Ingram with another. That's two count them games in a row.
Two.
That was the worst count impression.
Yeah, I know it was. I know. Well, I wasn't gonna do it, then I decided to do it, and I kind of half-assed it there. So yeah. Like that. I can't do it.
No, just stop. But I like.
Okay, stop. Santa Claus is not part of this podcast.
I like the sentiment. I like the spirit in which you're trying to do it here.
Right.
But yeah, like Mark Ingram once again, 4 yards per run, and that. Awesome touchdown catch.
The ball was underthrown, so he had to reach back and get it, then reset himself and just made the defender miss. Even though Ingram's not the shiftiest guy, he made the moves and he went right. I mean, he made a look.
Hold on, I beg to differ. Mark Ingram is quite zippy this year.
It happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah days. Now, that's the kind of day when you can't open your mouth without a song jump right out of it. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine.
He might be zippy. He might be zippy, but he's not shifty.
Right. That's why he didn't say shifty. He said zippy.
Right. Right. You know. And I agree with you. I'm agreeing with you, Jason. He's not the shiftiest of guys.
No, but he has been kind of zippy this year.
I mean, he's had a nice bounce to his step, and I used the word confidence last. You know, it seems to me, and I know we said this about Reggie Bush, and but it seems to me like he got it. He gets it. I'm excited about Ingram this year. I'm excited about Cooks. I'm excited about Morgan.
Yes,
I'm excited about.
You know who else you're excited about? Jimmy Graham.
A lot to be excited about on the offensive side of the ball. That's for sure.
And then something I did want to bring up about the dunking and the flag. So is this rule just being tested in preseason, or this is legit? Like, you can't dunk anymore, and it's because of what he did to the Falcons' shitty goalpost.
No, that's exactly it, and he's going to do it in the preseason because it doesn't matter. If we get penalized in the preseason for that, it really doesn't matter.
Well, I'll tell you this. Being at the game, after he did it the first time, I said, well, maybe I questioned, well, that out of habit, you know, just excitement. And, you know, that's what you normally do. And he went to the goalpost and nothing really, really happened. And he just went, you know, to the sideline, went to his position group, whatever. After the second dunk, I said, okay, now he's doing it on purpose, obviously, to be.
Oh, yeah.
And hold on. Yeah, no. I gave maybe that he wasn't being an ass. The second time, Sean Payton made sure to confront him. As he was walking off, you could see Payton was, you know, giving them some words. Graham walked, you know, behind the players, kind of didn't acknowledge Payton, went and sat on the bench. And Payton walked back to the, you know, walked off the white part of the sideline to I can only assume he was chewing them out. I mean, I'm more than on the sideline.
So Peyton does want to respect the rule.
Well, whatever.
I guess he has to. He's the head coach.
Yeah, whatever. Peyton, the second time he did it, Peyton was not happy. I can guarantee you that. You know, I sit on the opposite side of the Saints, on the opponent's side, and I get a clear, you can tell where Peyton is. And again, he was giving Jimmy the business. We've all seen the videos of him fussing at players when they come off the field.
And how do you feel? I mean, look, I know Sean has to do that, but man, as a fan, how did the crowd react when he dunked it the second time?
I would say the crowd was kind of into it. You know, those who noticed, I don't know, everybody was looking for it. You know, after a touchdown, you kind of celebrate and not really watching them line up.
Well, yeah, like maybe not. And probably a lot of them don't realize that the dunk is even illegal now.
Right. And I'm a little closer to one end zone, and you could kind of, when he did it, you can hear that end zone who had a better view. You know, they all exploded in in tears. But it was
There's a part of me that's like, just keep doing it, man.
We're not doing the
preseason because it doesn't matter. Preseason, penalties in the preseason like that. Who cares?
He did it twice.
But you are fucking with the extra point.
No, you're fucking with the kickoff. Right. You know,
preseason. Who gives a shit?
Well, first of all, hold on, but Jason, after that second dunk, when we kicked off from the 20, they ran it back past the 50, and luckily for us, they had a holding call.
Luckily for us, it's still the preseason.
But they still want to win the game.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think that's paramount. Look, I'll let Jimmy dunk in the preseason. That's fine. Get it out of his system. Let him do it. The people love it. I don't care. Let him dunk every. Let him take the ball from Cooks' touchdown and dunk it for him. I don't care in the preseason.
Well, again, that's obviously not what Sean Payton thinks. And
look, I know he was kind of chewing him out on the second one, but
not kind of. I mean, you know. For him to follow him to the bench.
Right. As if I'm head coach, you gotta do that.
Well,
as
of course.
And though, man, and look, I'm sure Sean is probably gonna have a talk with Jimmy tomorrow or the next day if Sean's not at the Kenny Chesney concert tomorrow. But
hold on, Jimmy doesn't need. Jimmy knows when the regular season comes, he ain't dunking. I'll say Jimmy knows not to dunk during the regular season.
But I kind of want him to.
I don't. You shouldn't.
I know, but I'm as an irrational fan, that side of I want him to take when he, you know, when they pass around the Super Bowl trophy after we win, I want him to grab it, run and dunk it, the Super Bowl trophy. That would be funny in a movie. So the next guy we should talk about is Brandon Cooks. And for whatever reason, I thought Brandon Cooks had a bigger, wilder game than he did. But I think what all he had was a 16-yard catch for a first down, right?
But it was a great 16-yard catch.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, if you saw it, it was a great catch. And he could have had another big play had the pass been a little shorter or if he had reached a little more.
That was his only mistake, you know. That should have been a touchdown. I should have got that.
He could be the Kenny Vaccaro of the offense.
I mean, dude, he's obviously everybody knows about Mike Cook's boner. Nothing's gonna deflate that boner.
No,
I mean it is hardcore. It's throbbing. It's been throbbing. It's gonna continue to throb for the next 5 or 6 months.
Even one of my kids, my 6 years old, one of my kids is like, at one point in the game, they were like, they ought to just throw it to Brandon Cooks if they want a touchdown. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. They probably will
learn.
The last thing on game recap, truly, would be the special teams. I didn't notice anything, but that might be just because I'm accustomed now to just mediocre to below average special teams, but... Somebody said something in a text that they've had enough.
It's Greg McMahon. We all kind of know Greg McMahon sucks.
But that's Sean Payton's, one of his BFFs, and Greg McMahon isn't going anywhere, unfortunately, I don't think. And we've used it, you know, before. Our special teams, you know, are anything but special. They're average at best. The kickoff coverage is, you know, is what scares me. Tennessee got some very, you know, good kickoffs tonight. Luckily, the longest one was returned, you know, was brought back.
Nullified, thank God, but
it definitely left a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
So you think just teams are just going to run it out of the end zone every time now because they know
that? And that's the thing, because we had Dibke doing the kickoffs, and he kicked it, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards deep each time. Now, granted, right. It's preseason, so maybe they're more willing to run out in preseason to see what they got.
No yeah, doubt.
But it's showing what we don't got, and that's game coverage.
Right. And look, I think, Jason, I think you hit it. A lot of those guys are turning punts or kickoffs in the preseason. You know, these are guys hoping to make it on special teams. So they're gonna run out to try to show the coach.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, hey, you know, look at me.
So you're not ready to fire Greg McMahon yet?
Oh, well, no. I was loving an upgrade from McMahon.
I think Damon was ready to fire him 2 years ago.
Right. Exactly.
Isn't he a Laplacian?
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody!
I didn't know that my headphones don't work anymore, so it's probably going to sound like I'm in a fucking bathroom.
Adam, welcome. Welcome back to the show after a few months off.
It's been a long time. I don't even know how to work this shit anymore.
I know. You don't know how to even turn off your mute button. Welcome to the show, Adam. Welcome back to the show, I should say. What's your name and what's your number?
It's Adam, and I went to the game. I had a couple beers. I'm probably at like a 3.2. The 0.2 is NyQuil.
Oh, you got a cold?
Yeah, itchy throat, cold.
Or you just ran out of alcohol and you're doing everything you can. But
that as well.
All right. So, we're just wrapping up some game recap.
Well, do we want to get Adam's perspective on the game tonight since he wasn't?
Yeah, you could run the gauntlet. Why don't you give us your overview of the game and see if it matches what we just talked about.
Sure will. So this is what I saw at the game. Bivens Suite was packed full of people. They had food in it. I had my 3-year-old son who was running up and down the suite stairs and all over the place. He had a cupcake, a brownie, some Sprite, a hot dog, 3 chicken wings, which I had to teach him how to eat, which was kind of cool. He got to eat his first chicken wings. I saw Graham's first touchdown. I saw Graham's second touchdown. I saw Ingram's touchdown.
So you saw all the good parts of the game.
That was probably the only 3 live plays that I saw. I burned all my beer off running up and down the 7 steps that are in the suite.
Up and down, up and down, up and down.
Up and down, up and down, up and down. Well, so that's my game recap.
Well,
so Graham looked good and Ingram looked good.
Yeah, very astute. Yeah, she's very good.
And I did see all the penalties on the field. That was crazy.
Well, that you couldn't miss. Which does lead us, it's a good segue, to our next segment, which is kind of partial game recap, but because we did ask for the questions, is tweets from the Twitter thing. So our first tweet from the Twitter thing is from Craig in Baltimore.
Hi, Craig.
@BMoreWhoDat. @BMore_WhoDat for those who want to follow Craig. The question is, were the amount of penalties tonight something that should disturb us, or were the referees just uber douches?
I'm going to go with uber douches. I think that it's kind of like they're trying to make a point right now during the preseason while they can. I think it'll calm down a little bit. Might still be a little bit more than last year or the years past, but it won't be as bad as it's been in the preseason.
Yeah, Adam's right. If you've watched any of the preseason games, they've all kind of looked like this as far as penalties go. Just the referees trying to make a point, make a statement. Tonight, I think for the game, it was 32 penalties for 294 yards.
Oof.
That's both teams. The Saints had 22 of those for 183 yards.
I saw I saw one of the refs was on a pitch count. He actually had to pull him out because he threw too many flags. His shoulder was starting to get a little sore. They had to get him out and get the reliever in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why the first half took almost 2 hours. It was insane.
We also got to think this is the refs' preseason as well. I mean, they're still. I mean, they got to get some kinks out along the way before they get into the regular season.
Well, and not only that, but a lot of penalties too, kind of from guys who, you know, they're not going to be starters. So, and they make mistakes themselves. So you're going to have, even if the refs are on point, you're going to have more penalties in the preseason anyway, just because guys are still kind of getting acclimated.
So you think any of the refs tonight make it to the practice squad?
Any of the refs?
Yeah.
Well, look, the whole penalty thing, you know, you can thank Richard Sherman and the Legion of Boom for this, you know, really. They're the ones who admitted last year to committing a penalty on every play, you know, because the refs won't call it on every play. You know, I mean, we all remember that from the end of last year. So I think that's where this.
And now we're going to have overcompensation.
Right.
Thanks a lot, Seattle.
Go fuck yourself.
All right. Next question from Be More Who Dat again. And we kind of alluded to this in the game recap, but I don't know if there's anything else. Maybe, Adam, you want to say about this since you weren't in there. Is our starting secondary as bad as it seemed in the first half? I know Gyrus and Champ didn't play, but damn.
Yeah, I found that they gave up a lot of I don't want to say big plays, but like that you know, 8 to 15 yard plays we gave up a lot of. There was a lot of cushion in there. I mean, it's preseason. It's hard to judge when they're. I don't know. Them guys don't want to get hurt right now. They definitely want to play the season. I don't want to say that they're lackadaisical out there, but, I mean, we made big plays when we needed to. We made some turnovers. I think the defense kind of did what they're supposed to do. How many yards did we give up? I haven't even looked at any of the stat lines.
I know at half we had given up like 190 passing and maybe like 50 or 60 rushing.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot passing.
We did, and like we had mentioned before, we got a couple sacks, which was good. Jordan got a sack. Gallette got a sack.
Them two guys are beasts.
I watched him all night long, and I'm telling you, it seems like every play he's going to eat the quarterback. I mean, when you watch him, it seems like, or maybe Tennessee's, you know, tackle was just is bad. I'm not familiar with their team, but he seemed to be just really handling this guy up and just half a second away from getting the quarterback. And of course, you know, he did and was very disruptive. Loved Junior Gallette.
Bunkley had a good game too today.
Bunkley's had a great camp and a great preseason. I mean, I know there were questions of, well, maybe we cut him because the salary's high and we got Jenkins coming, even who hasn't played yet.
And Jenkins though is, well, I thought the Cam Jordan and them were calling Jenkins' name, saying how much they like him, and
well, they were, but he's been injured. He's coming off the torn muscle, working out. He hadn't really practiced much. He just got back into practice this past week, so they're just easing him along. No need to rush him, especially with Bunkley playing so well.
So the question was about our secondary. Somehow we're talking about
the line.
Because your secondary is better when your line is amazing.
Well, this is true. But speaking of the secondary, and I know, you know, we're not going to know anything until. But
and that was part of our tweets on the Twitter thing too. I think Nier had a tweet.
This one's at Nier Shah 9, Nier, who we affectionately refer to as.
We know as Nier. Yeah, we know as Nier. Yeah,
we know as Nier. He's in Europe. How afraid are you that Keenan Lewis will miss significant time with his injury?
And that's really that's the big takeaway question from this game. That is what I am most worried about right now, is what his status are, because he left, they took him out either towards the end of the first quarter, maybe in the second. He kind of limped off the field. They took him to the locker room, and they haven't been any update. I haven't seen any update since.
Well, it's preseason. Sean Payton doesn't have to give updates, and he won't.
No, you're right. You're right. But I mean, he is one of the most important people on this team.
Yes.
I mean, that is a big, big question. Let's hope to God it's not serious.
I didn't see it. It must have been probably in the bathroom.
It was early.
What did the play look like? What did he hurt?
His foot.
I don't know. He foot, ankle.
He had his shoe off walking to the room, so that's why we're all assuming.
Okay.
Foot. I mean, that's why I'm assuming with the foot, because he had his shoe off.
Right.
But they, you know.
But he walked on his own. It wasn't carted.
Exactly. That was gonna be the point. He walked on his own.
Oh, it'll be all right.
Well, let's hope so.
Put a little cortisone on that.
I mean, look, that's. I mean, he is. Like,
well,
I said, he's a.
The question is, how did Stanley Jean Jean Baptiste fare in his place? See what it did there.
He had his moments. He's still a rookie. He's still learning. And he, former receiver, it's going to take him some time. He had a
turnover.
He did have the turnover. Now it was kind of gifted to him, and he tried to turn around and pitch it to Vaccaro, and
yeah, almost fumbled it. He learned his lesson.
Well, in the regular season, it's like, dude, you get a turnover, just drop. Like, just, we got the ball, just drop. you did
hey,
good.
Hey, we got a good offense. You don't need to do it.
Right.
Just you put it over the plate. We'll take care of the rest.
Look, those defensive backs, when they get the ball, they want a touchdown so bad.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just in their nature. They just want a touchdown.
Well, that electrifies everything if they get a defensive touchdown.
Yes, it does.
But it's not like he'd have had it. He was going to pitch it anyway.
He doesn't care. He just wants a touchdown for the defense.
That's true. All right, and the last tweet from the Twitter thing we got a lot of tweets from the Twitter thing, and this one's from Neil. We know Neil. Neil McLaughlin _ so whatever.
Another one of our European listeners. So, Adam, you should know, we're like I said, we're strong in Europe.
So, Neil, got to get it right, it says, I've been on nights at work. Apparently, you know, Neil's got a job, so he wasn't able to watch the game until maybe somebody can come and take his job.
They took our job! They took our job!
He said he has no access to the game. Could we sing him a song to make him feel better?
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
What has Gabe been whispering about?
I don't know, man. Jason. Adam,
fuck you guys. I have to make sure my Verizon port is charging here, all right?
Does
Jason not have a mute button?
I got it. You know what? I got a song for Neil. We're not gonna sing you the song, but we will play. You know what?
Neil, of course we will play you a song.
Neil is requesting
on the Dome Patrol Top 40. That's what I want to change the note to.
You see, Damon, you're wrong. People want music.
No.
And so, Neil, this one's for you.
Sorry. No dumping in the leg.
Fine. I will put my yard trimmings in a car compactor.
Chief, I think there was a dead body in there.
I thought that too, until he said yard trimmings. You gotta learn to listen, Lou.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey, hey, hey. Take a trip with me. Well, down the Mississippi, down in New Orleans. They got a honeysuckle blowing on a honeysuckle vine. And love is a booming there all the time. Wherever Southern Belle is a Mississippi queen.
Down to Mississippi, down to New Orleans.
I said, hey.
Next segment, I don't have any headlines unless you guys know of any this week, because it was pretty much all reporting on camp. I don't have an NFL reach around because I really haven't paid attention to anybody but the Saints.
And I mean, we haven't had enough games. It's only, I mean, we're doing this the night of the Friday game. There was only one game last night, and it was Blake Bortles in Jacksonville, and I mean, we don't really care about them.
Right. Well, New England played Philadelphia tonight, so.
But that was tonight. I didn't watch that game. I kind of watched our game.
Mm-hmm.
Seattle's playing right now, but fuck Seattle.
Yeah, hey, fuck them. Yeah, there's your NFL reach around. Fuck everyone but the Saints. All right, so that brings us to our next segment, a fun one we always enjoy. Fuck the Falcons.
Hey, kids, it's time to use the F word.
Fuck you, 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 fuck you,
fuck you, fuck you, fuck you,
fuck you.
Is this sponsored by the at Fuck the Falcons Twitter?
Oh, it should be.
Yeah, well, he participated in one last summer, remember?
Yeah, the right before the first game against the Falcons when Kenny Vaccaro ruined their season last year.
Yep. Oh, yeah. As per Mike Smith.
Right.
So, Adam, are you watching Hard Knocks?
I've seen like three of the episodes, I think. I don't watch one twice.
I thought two. Yeah. I was gonna say I thought only two aired. I didn't watch the second one yet, so I can't really talk about Hard Knocks. But Damon, I would imagine you watched it for sure. And Adam,
they seem more physical, but they're still Falcons. Like it's hard to watch.
Are they not tough enough for you?
Yeah. Look, I don't know if the fights that they get into, you know, in practice with one another can make them tough. I know that is what they want to put out there because Arthur Blank chastised them this offseason after Vaccaro, you know, hit their quarterback noodle arm kid pants. And it's just, if anybody watched the last episode, Jeff, I know you didn't. So they're practicing and the coach told them before they practice against the other team, there will be no fights in this practice or you will be sent inside and fined. So, of course, the practice opens, and one of the guys gets into a fight. Coach sends him off the field back to the locker room while we continue our practice. Skip ahead. They're in team meetings, and the coach brings up how he kicked so-and-so off the field and said, but that was a good thing. If y'all in a game, if someone's taking advantage of your teammates and you come to his defense, you know, that'll be a good – that's a good penalty.
Oh, shit, man. I think I'm going to watch the same one three times.
It sounds like he's trying to bring back this Dirty Bird team concept or slash Oakland Raiders. And I don't know. That's just dirty. It's you just what do you think? You're going to be some bad – like being a badass who fights all the time does not equal winning.
No, but it's an intimidation factor.
Even if your coach is Mike Smith, how intimidating can you be?
He's going to lose control of his team.
I'm talking about players on the field, it being an intimidation factor.
But he's going to lose control, and it seems like he already is losing control.
They're more scared of when Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham step on the field than some Falcon player being an idiot and, you know, hitting you extra hard. Every player out there is trying to knock the snot out of you. You know, I mean,
I just find it funny how the NFL made such a big deal over the last few years about not being such an aggressive, hard hitting, pounding, mean spirited, fighting league. And then Hard Knocks comes in and works with the Falcons and the NFL to present it as
tough.
Hard Knocks, tough, mean fighting, everything. Opposite of what they attacked the Saints for 2 years ago with no proof.
I think that's the storyline in all of them. Like, I mean, when they did the Bengals, it was they would show the fights and they would do that. I mean, it's the storyline in all of them.
Right, but do you see my point? I'm attacking the NFL here. Like, the NFL spends all this time saying, oh, we're not like this. And
Jeff, I never see your point.
I know.
Right, especially when he made his speech and it's like, oh, we got to be tough. And he tried to force his cursing in his last speech. Like, cursing for the sake of cursing and tough and blah, blah. If I curse, I'll be meaner.
Why the fuck are we talking about the Falcons so much?
Because this is a Fuck the Falcons segment.
All right, well, fuck the Falcons. Next.
All right, I like that attitude.
Well, we did that last time, remember?
Oh, we just get so aggravated and just fuck the Falcons. Next.
Yeah. It's pretty much what the segment is. We talk about them until we just get fed up about it. And we're just like, fuck those motherfuckers.
Not a bad segment.
Yeah.
Play a song.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cock
cooking and slicking, Uncle Fucker. You're an Uncle Fucker, yes, it's true. Nobody fucks uncles quite like you.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucked your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn, you just fuck your uncle all day long.
Garbage.
Well, what do you expect? They're Canadian.
Other segments this week, so that leads us to final thoughts. Jason, take the lead on that one.
Oh, I didn't mention the fact that so I'm down at the beach, and I was normally planning to leave on Sunday to go home. Apparently, there's this giant free concert at the Floribama tomorrow night by Kenny Chesney, who is a known Saints fan and who Peyton loves and whoever loves and whatnot. But apparently, there's this gigantic concert tomorrow. It's a free concert at the Floribama. It's going to be like 40 or 50,000 people here. So that's altering my plans. So now we're going to go to dinner tomorrow night and then just go home tomorrow night to beat all the traffic Sunday morning.
And that has what to do with the Saints?
Nothing other than Kenny Chesney's a big Saints fan. That's about it. But I'm curious to see if if Peyton charters Benson's jet and comes down here tomorrow night to watch the show.
Well, I highly doubt that. I think he's so pissed off with I don't know if you watched his press conference after the game. He was clearly upset about the penalties. He did not like them. He said that it's the first sign of a team, you know, undisciplined team that's not coached well. You know, so I don't know if he's going to Floribama to see the concert.
Maybe originally he was planning to, but when he realized
even though we won, I don't think he was happy. And I'll throw
this. He's probably like, sorry, Kenny, I know you got six fine bitches in your room, in your trailer waiting for me. I think I might have to pass this time.
Right. Well, he's dating one of Kenny's old bitches, so. But I would recommend to everyone, NewOrleansSaints.com, maybe I just didn't go to it before and was always good, but the videos that they are uploading every day are so good. I think they really stepped their game up. Again, maybe
I'd say
it's
John, John DeShazer and his crew are doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
They're trying to keep up with the Don't Patrol podcast.
Yeah.
.com.
Maybe so.
They're doing a fantastic job.
Right. But let me, for my final thoughts, man, I am seriously pumped on Ryan Griffin's potential. Watching him tonight in the dome, in the pocket, he looked good to me. He didn't look like he had those, rookie backup QB jitters. His body language.
He's home, man.
Yeah, man. He knows the dome, huh? His body language was one of, I hate to keep using the word confidence, but he looked like a very good back there. I liked him. He was accurate. A couple of his balls, receivers dropped, and even some of them that didn't get caught, the balls were in a nice place from what I could see in the stadium to where only his receiver could have caught it. So it might have been a little over the guy's head, but he was putting it in a smart place to where his guy's going to get it and not the other guy. But I'm pumped for Griffin. Tonight, Griffin makes the team, and I don't think we go with McCown. I think
McCown's going to be a backup somewhere, and somebody I saw tweeted this tonight. He's going to be a backup somewhere. It just won't be here. And that's fine. It's not a disrespect to McCown. He's a good quarterback, but our futures would be with Griffin, not McCown. I also noticed a few, like that second Graham touchdown, McCown threw it really low. And I made only a mental note to myself. It's like,
this guy is fucking stupid.
The second touchdown, you're talking about the one that he threaded in between the needle and the end zone? That was a perfect throw.
Between three players.
Right. That was a perfect. That was not a low throw. Yeah, that was a
That was a Drew Brees throw. Yeah, that there were three players around Jimmy Graham, and Griffin put it right, like you said, threaded the needle right in between the three.
No, not Griffin. McCown. That was the only place.
Oh, McCown? Oh, that's right. He caught both. I'm sorry. Yeah,
Okay.
That's McCown.
That's McCown.
Maybe I didn't notice it the other guys around. I just thought he threw low to Graham.
And Jeff might have saw a low throw to somebody. But that's by design. Some of the throws that a quarterback does if they're to the receiver, they do throw them low when the receiver is facing the quarterback, because that is where it's easier for the receiver to get and the defensive back can't get. If it's, you know, if you're on my side, it's easier for you to reach in front of me, in front of my face or my chest, than to reach down, you know.
It's easier to do a reach around, right?
Between my knees and catch the ball.
Right.
So some balls, are thrown low.
Oh, God, I was hoping you would have gone to, like, some balls kind of need to get caught low or something like that. Here's something we didn't really talk about. Oh, yeah. They announced that they're going to be back to the Green Bar for the next 2 years for the beginning of training camp. They announced that it's coming. So, but does that have anything to do with how sloppy we've been the first 2 weeks?
I know how you kids like them sloppy.
Lady, you're scaring us.
No, I don't think so.
I don't see why I would.
I mean, we've been pretty sloppy.
I'm not saying the Green Bay has been pretty sloppy. I mean, you have 10 practices before the first game. Probably not even 10 practices before the first game. I mean, every team is sloppy right now, and they're gonna fix it. I mean, I hope that they fix it in come game one when you have a month of practices. But I mean, every team is sloppy right now.
And Adam brings up a very good point about the 10 practices. Since the last CBA, exactly, they have a lot less practices than they had before. You know, when they could do two-a-days and not run the guys ragged, but really put the time
really
on the field.
Yeah.
Right. And now, because of CBA, you know, that's a good point, Adam, that they don't have as many practices. So it's going to show up when you play a game.
And it's going to get cleaned up. And I mean, the month that you play preseason games, come week one, we're going to be on target. We're going to have our actual, you know, QB on the field, who everybody is going to listen to, and is, you know, not saying that they don't listen to the quarterback now, but it's a different kind of aspect when Breeze is on the field and he's in charge.
Yeah. Also, the 10 practices, aren't they even scaled back from what they were to? Like, kind of like they're not allowed to wear pads as often they have to do.
Right. Yeah, there's all kind of rules that we probably don't know about.
I will say, before we finish, I had something I forgot to bring in there.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen it?
The ice challenge. Have you guys seen the Drew Brees and Sean Payton's ice water challenges?
Yeah.
I think if anybody's on any kind of social media, everybody's heard about the ice challenge.
Right. But I think the Saints really took it to another level this week. Drew Brees on the slip and slide, for one. Damon, you texted that. His oblique is fine. Right. Dude's doing a fucking slip and slide for an ice bucket challenge.
Let me just, because we're on Brees. Tonight, before the game, before they came out in pads to practice, Brees was on the field throwing passes to...
they showed that on Cox.
Oh, did they?
Okay. Stills.
Yeah, the still, but I couldn't tell who it was. But yeah, but he was out there, you know. So I'm not worried about Drew. No, I don't think any of us were or are, but just wanted to throw that in there. Okay, I didn't realize they showed that on TV.
Yeah, he had a nice dive in the ice bucket challenge. It's apparently that's taken over everything over the last handful of days. And look, ALS donations have jumped a lot, which is fantastic.
That's what it's doing it for.
I mean, everybody's.
Well,
he's
going to match $10,000, Drew Brees is matching.
Of Jimmy John sales?
Yeah. I guess.
People who retweet the...
His challenge.
Right. But I think Brees has done it like three times, the ice bucket challenge. I think one time he just poured it over his head. One time he had the slip and slide. And then the third one with the three quarterbacks where they all threw the ball at tackling dummies. And they stripped out of their practice gear into their skivvies, jumped
into the cold tub. Yeah,
a cold tub.
Oh, then, yeah, they showed that one on CST tonight too before the game.
Right, then jumped out of the cold tub and
yeah.
And
But then you saw Sean Payton do it where he had the guys go up on the utility crane, the utility bucket up way high up in the air. I didn't see them actually dump it on him. But I'm thinking, like, if Sean Payton's letting people dump, like, a bucket of ice water on his head from – I don't know how high those utility crane goes up, but think of, like, a utility pole. From there, like, I could only imagine that it's, like – as the ice is hitting him on the head from that high up, he's like, this sounded much better.
Well, yeah, I watched the video, and he had one of those Go cameras on his visor. So when he looked up, you could watch the water pouring on him.
There was no ice.
And yeah, there was no ice. So.
Okay, I figured that. Okay. I'm sure there's no ice in there.
Look, a smart man like Sean Payton thinks ahead. That's what he's paid to do.
Mike Smith's bucket would have been nothing but ice.
Oh, fuck it. All this silliness and shit with the ice bucket challenge, no offense to, you know, all the charities and stuff like that, could be a reason why we had 22 penalties.
Hey, could be. You're right. All focused on the practical jokes and all that stuff instead of the discipline.
It's just going to tighten up now.
You know, it's fine to have fun in the first 10 days. But now that we're getting back to New Orleans, it's time to...
Right. They're going to 95-degree practices. I hope they enjoy it starting Sunday.
That's right.
Well, again, not, you know, sound like a broken record. We've all read Peyton's book on Super Bowl year, and he thinks, you know, having these crisis moments are definitely a learning experience. So I think he was, you know, genuinely upset tonight about all the penalties.
It's a crisis.
But it's a crisis, and it'll get, you know... this team always responds well to after a crisis.
All right, final thoughts. We did Jason, we did Damon, Adam. Final thoughts.
Yeah, I was going to go with a player of the game. I don't know if y'all talked about that either, but there was, I think, four really outstanding players. Graham's two touchdowns, the way Sinceri played, Vaccaro played.
Oh, Sinceri. Yeah, we never talked about him.
And, that's a shame. That's a shame we didn't talk about Sinceri. He did have a great game.
That's who I was going to go with. My player of the game was Sinceri. I mean, he really brought the stick. He brought an interception. He brought a tackle for a loss on short yardage down. I think he really played lights out today. So my player of the game was going to go to Sinceri. Those other guys are going to have many opportunities as players of the games. He probably won't. So that's my final thought.
Adam, are you a big college guy?
Not really, no.
Okay, well, maybe one of us here are about Sinceri for some of the people who don't follow, you know, maybe the SEC. Now, am I correct? Sinceri played for Alabama, but he missed last year because of ACL?
He played half the season. He tore his ACL in, like, game 6, 7, or 8, something like that.
Okay, half the season. So And we were able to pick him up.
Fifth round.
And
so, but he tore his ACL in like October.
Right, but my point being, he'd have been a higher draft choice if he wouldn't have had.
Probably so.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, that's what I had read. You know,
so he might have got a steal. You think?
Right. So that's why his and I agree with Adam. He was he definitely had a standout game. It's nice to see this guy coming back from the injury. You know, don't know if he'll be. You know, I don't think they'll put him on the practice squad. I think he makes the 53.
Well, I think he played with a chip on his shoulder.
You could see it. He played with a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
The three plays that I saw, which were all touchdowns, but
I think he's better than Corey White.
No. Well, Jeff, you think
I'm better than Corey White? Right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like, we have so many good safeties, and we only have one good cornerback. I mean, so I know somebody said that on Twitter, and I might have been Saints Nation or whoever said that on Twitter. And I was like,
that's
why
Rob Ryan's going to play three safeties.
We might play four or five safeties.
But 11 safeties.
Because, right, we don't know what Keenan Lewis's status is. Hopefully it's.
Right. We're going to designate Junior Galetta safety. Fuck it.
Yeah, right.
We're going to play 11.
With a motherfucking beard.
That Vaccaro sack was so awesome. Untouched. I was sitting there watching. I wasn't watching him. You know, I'm watching the play, and the side he blitzed from was the side of the field I sit on, so I could just see this, you know, here comes this Saint player that no one's looking at. And holy shit, he's going to get a sack. And yep, yes.
That might be the gayest comment I've ever heard. You definitely said that Vaccaro sack is awesome.
I thought it was a good play. I'm sorry.
No, I know what you were saying, but that for Carl Sack is awesome.
Okay.
You and Mike Smith would get along. Fuck the Falcons.
Yeah. A tough sack.
All right, that is all the show we have for you right now. We're going to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Dome Patrol podcast. Check us out on Facebook at Dome Patrol Podcast. We're also on Twitter at Dome Patrol PCast. So if you don't listen to us on iTunes, there's the old-fashioned way of listening to our show, Dome Patrol Podcast.
.com.
Say bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, vacation donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
My shout-out is to Patrick Summers.
Shake, 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 Sigora. Shake your body liner. Work, 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 Sonora. Working on the timer. Dance, 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 Sonora. Dancing on the timer. Work, 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 Sonora. Working on the timer. Sonora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets a sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time.